The Big Apple and Big Blue and you. Now, you understand why they both start with the word big. That's because playing your football career here can change your life forever in big ways. I'm probably the poster child for that. But before me, there are other guys. Carl Banks, a clothing entrepreneur who's also a business magnate. Legendary Frank Gifford, Hall of Famer, who rode his Giants fame to become a broadcast and commercial legend. The line in a song is true. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. But remember, it starts on the field. You show up big on the field, big things happen for you off the field.
First time I ever came to New York, I remember walking out on the Yankee Stadium and looking around and thinking, wow. When New York loved you, I mean, you were really loved. We did advertisements for anything and everything.
Vitalis, that's what else.
Charlie Connor became so famous, the Marlboro Man. He was the first Marlboro Man, our quarterback.
The one thought that you have about coming to New York are the big buildings. I played at South Carolina State. We might have had 12,000 fans. Opening Giants Stadium, we had 76,000 fans. I mean, it's more people than I'd ever seen in my life.
Welcome to Giants Stadium.
When I came down here 10 years ago, you know, I was sort of intimidated by the whole city and didn't know what to expect. And now I'm raising a family here, and, you know, it puts things into perspective when you've been around this long playing for such a great organization. You're playing for something bigger than yourself. It's a really special thing.
You get used to being in the Northeast. Things are a little different. It is a more fast-paced life. You start to understand everybody there is trying to help win a championship. That's the mindset, that we're all working together as one.
Nothing prepares you for the love that you get from a city like this, of New York City. It's amazing.
Playing in New York, obviously, you're kind of in the heartbeat of the nation, or probably the world. So you have the world's Rolodex at your disposal. I had two goals post-football. One was to make good use of my broadcasting career. And then the other goal was to be in the fashion business.
When I played, my primary focus was to be on the field and be the best. But when I decided it was time to retire, all the goodwill I'd built up over the years from being here with the Giants, where I had more opportunities than I ever imagined, which turned into a career for me, and thank goodness for that.
This organization helped me go from a small kid. You know, I got here when I was 21 years old, I was a kid, to being a better father, a better husband, a better person. And I'm blessed to be a New Yorker now.